hopefully it is a special treat. It is for me to come and talk with you all, but of course this isn't my favorite thing to do, so just bear with me. I asked Wayne what he thought I should talk about, because to come up with some topic that's of relevance, of interest at all, and he thought it might be helpful to talk through what I view makes a valuable employee and what my role as a boss to you would be. And I thought that's a very good topic, mainly because Sunlight is such a strange place. I think if you go out in the regular world, you know, the boss says, do this, do that, do this, or whatever they do. Who knows what bosses do? But at Sunlight, we're more of a family, because we pray together. We're more of a place, we're a ministry. You know, we're not just making widgets, but we actually are seeking to make the world a better place. We try to support the families that come to us. We're just not normal, I thought. So let me try to address that. And of course, it won't be all inclusive, but these were the things that came to my mind as I thought about this. So what makes a valuable employee? I think, first of all, that you're a competent person. And I'm going to use examples from the company so that you can actually see what I mean by that. And for competent, I'd like to use Mark. Mark handles Mark handles very effectively all of our receiving. And I don't know how many tons of books that is in a year, but it's probably 5 cars worth. I should have done those numbers, but it's a lot of books. He counts them as they come in. He puts them on the shelf so that we know exactly where they are. And when people need them, he knows exactly where they are. When Mark isn't here, don't we all cry? Well, it's true. That to me is an example of a very competent person. I can't think of the last time we lost books. It just doesn't happen, because we have someone who's very careful and takes care of it. And I'd like to recommend that as we have people with competence, that you be willing to share that competence. We had one employee that had kind of this knowledge base that she kind of husbanded. She's not in the company anymore. Terrific employee, knew her material in and out. But boy, if you had to get an answer from her, you had to kind of wheedle it out of her. And I would recommend and state to you that I think a competent employee likes to bring all of us up. Sometimes we get the misconception that if we give information away, it's a little bit like giving love away, we'll run out. It's not how it is. It's better if we can all share and all improve and all get smarter as a result of it. So if you have a competence, share it. Second thing, stretch. A valuable employee stretches to try new things. For that one, I'd like to use Laura Lee. This past year, John always did the quotes in our catalog. And our quotes, I don't know if you've read our catalog, are powerful and strong. But a lot of times, you know, when the moms send them, they're wieldy and long-winded, and you have to kind of snip and cut them up to get the nugget of the good straight strength out of what is read. And that was what Laura Lee did this past year. Brand new assignment, hadn't been done before, did it excellently. Stretch, try new things. See what roles you can take on and have the joy of seeing a good final product come out. Skilled, be the expert. And this is an unusual one. I still remember to this day when Wayne first came, there was a conference that was going to be some kind of accounting conference. And I asked him, well, who do you think should go? Because when John and I started the company, we did it all. John did the books, John answered the phones, I filled the orders, we did it all. Wayne said, oh, I think our CPA should go and one other person. And I thought, not Wayne, not John, not me. Is that knowledge going to be lost? No. We expect all of you to be experts in your fields. And I think sometimes there's a misconception that if my boss doesn't know how to do this, he's not smart enough. He's not as smart as I am. And I think that that's a false assumption. There are things that a boss has to say, no, you must take this. You must be the expert in this area. I choose to let you be the one, and I plan to come to you and ask you for the answers to these kinds of things. That is in no way a lessening of your manager. That is a purposeful choice, and it is a direction I think we must go. So just as we share competence and we have experts, if there are economies that can happen as we pool that information, let's aim to do that as best as we can. Be the expert, I guess, for the example for that, I'd like to use Bo as my example. I've mentioned this before, but I think I have anyway. I'm just so impressed that Bo has a level of training where he is one of 24 in the country that has that level of training. I'll never get there. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't do that. And neither could most of the rest of us. But as an expert, we can turn to Bo with confidence and say, he's going to get this job done. The next thing would be a devoted person. And that's kind of an old-fashioned and kind of a strange word. And what do I mean by that? I think a devoted person would be someone who seeks to have Sunlight's best interests in mind. I think we always want to make sure we're giving the best impression of the company. We want to make sure we're looking out for the good of the company. I mean, it is where we all get our paycheck. We want to make sure Sunlight looks good in all that we do. And I think probably the people who best exemplify that are our people on the phones. I remember when I used to pay the bills, and I had an order from Bob Jones, and they had misbilled me, and I was ready to call. I got on the phone. I was loaded for bear. I had my fax in hand, and I was in the right. And I got on the phone, and the lady on the other line said, "Oh, you know, you're really right." Just this real sweet tenor, and I just diffused. Totally diffused, and I was ready to just give it to her, and just by her, you know, kind, compassionate, sweet manner, oh my goodness, we resolved that issue in a heartbeat. And I think that I don't call with problems too often on the phones. That's why I had to use Bob Jones as an example. But I think that that's our phone people as well. We want to diffuse because our customers do sometimes have a legitimate reason to call, and they sometimes do call with loaded for bear, and they do have a right to call. But if we can, excuse me. But if we can diffuse and be gracious and kind, I think we can give a good view of who Sunlight is. That would be an example of devotion. I think a valuable employee is careful. I think when you pick an order and you make sure you double check it's in there, you send it out right, because we want to keep people from having to call and say, "I'm loaded for bear. I've got a problem." I think the people in the warehouse are the hands of Sunlight. They are probably the only time they're going to see anybody from Sunlight, and I think we have a responsibility to be as careful as we can be as we're working on servicing our people as best we can. I think excited about the opportunity that we have to work here. I think we could make widgets, and if they were productive and important, you know, we could be grateful that we had an opportunity to make widgets. But I think what we do is so much more significant and important. I just can't imagine a more passionate place to work and really a neat opportunity that we have to impact families, to impact children of the next generation, to impact our world. Oh, what a privilege that we have to work where we do. And I count it a privilege every day when I get up and I say, "Oh God, thank you for our employees. Thank you for the chance that we have to change our world, to impact our future." I think a valuable employee is someone who thinks about what they do. I think if you can look around and see how to do things more effectively, I'll use Dave as an example there, as he is currently thinking through what does a good website look like. That's what he's been tasked to do by his manager. So he goes out. He looks at, I don't know, probably Apple. He looks at a variety of different websites. How do they do it? What works the best effectively? That's what I mean by thinking about what we do. Let's be cognizant of the world that we're in and see how we can always sift and glean and come up with better ways of doing things. On a similar note, I really value an employee who's creative. I wanted to show Luke's video of the St. Patrick's Day shipments. I think that's just great. And I know that there's areas we can't be creative. I don't really want you to be creative with the numbers. I want them to be accurate. I don't want you to be creative when you're picking an order. Well, I'll just put this book in. But I do think there are ways that we can be creative even as we're being faithful with the tasks that we do have. Are there ways of looking at how our orders come in? Are there ways of coming up with how we can do different time payments? Are there ways that we can lay out the books on the shelves a little more effectively so that we take one less step? If you multiply one step times each order, you know, how many steps does that save? You know, if we can be creative thinking, how do we do this better? Well, I take that as a very valuable employee. These are more interpersonal ones. I have it down as keep short accounts. And what that means is if you feel like somebody has wronged you in a particular way, please go to that person and say, you know, what you said hurt me. And I want to stand up here before you and say, that will never be my intent. You know, if you hear me say something that you think is a snide or a mean comment, trust me, that is not what I meant. If I'm talking to you, I'll see it sometimes in your face that you shift, and I'll go, no, that's what I said, but that is not what I meant. If I'm not intuitive enough to catch if I've said something wrong, please take it from me as your boss that I will never deliberately say something to hurt you. That is so not who I am. And if I ever do, please come and tell me. And if you see me walking by and I ignore you, it isn't intentional. It could be I'm thinking about what I should make for dinner. But I guess what I'd say by that is just give grace as much as possible. Keep short accounts. Let's make sure we think the best of everyone. And let's make sure we get along. I mean, the enemy, I don't know if you've ever read Screwtape Letters, but the thing that's so insightful about that book is the lies he puts into people's minds. You know, they're sitting in church. Oh, can you believe the fragrance of that lady? It's so strong, it's going to knock me dead. Or that person just looked at me cross-eyed and I can't stand their singing. Let's resist all of that, because that is straight from the pit, and we don't want any of that happening there as much as we can do. As a corollary to that, let's be very careful with our words. Let's be very careful not to gossip. I would prefer zero gossip in the building. I think, you know, in this world that's almost impossible. But a valued employee in my mind is someone who seeks to encourage, to make sure we're moving forward. You know, because we pray together, we have opportunities to wrongly use that information. And we don't ever want to do that. We want to take those opportunities as a chance before God to lift one another up and to support one another and to care for each other. Let's hold confidences and be careful with one another's feelings and be good one to another. That was a big sermon. Sorry, troops. I don't have a very good order on this. I'm just realizing I should have put those last. But another valued employee is someone who generates ideas. And actually, we pay for those, as you all know. I improve. If you can come up with a better way of doing something, bring it to your boss. If we implement it, you get a paycheck. You get an extra check. It's not a paycheck. We are so committed to looking and thinking and doing things always more effectively. We won't even pay for that. And I think for an example of that, I'll use Aldina, who's not quite here yet. Aldina has been pushing and working with the people in India to bring about automatic returns. Box comes in, scan it, and it all happens within the system. That is good, creative thinking, and we gladly pay for those kinds of ideas. I think a valued employee is quick moving. I think back to when Linda used to interview our employees 100 years ago, when Linda used to do the hiring. She has moved way beyond that. One of the things she looked for was, as she'd give them a tour of the building, she'd deliberately walk fast, and if they couldn't keep up, they didn't get hired. And suddenly, we expect to work hard and keep things moving and not ever running and under pressure and burdened, but we do want to keep things going and moving forward. And I think, finally, a valued employee is someone who buys into our core values. We do have a common purpose and a vision. And if you, we ask everyone when you're hired, thank you, Wayne, Manna. We do ask you all if you at least can agree to our core values. If you can buy into them, that makes you even that much more a part of our team. So that's kind of an overview of what I think a valued employee is. You know, come to work every day, that's expected. Come to work on time, that's expected. But I think we're always looking for people who are thinking for the good of the company. How do we do this better? How do we do this more effectively? How can I make this day go even more smoothly? But to me, that is just someone who worth their weight in gold. And I'm sure you're thinking, oh my goodness, that's wonderful for you to say. Now, what's your role? And I think my role is to care for all of you, and I want to do that, and I'm grateful for the opportunities to pray for you, and I do. Wayne often will make me aware of things that I haven't been in a small group or praying about, and I covet to pray for you as I go through, as I walk back and forth to work. But I think ultimately, my responsibility as a boss is for the company. You know, in this world, you know, and it's so strange because we think, no, Sunlight's a family. No, Sunlight is a community. All of those things are true. But number one, Sunlight is a company. We must make profits, and as a boss, I am responsible for that. I am responsible before God to make sure this continues moving forward through the generations. You know, that we have jobs for the future. I have to make sure we don't go out of business, that we're there for our customers, that we are moving forward into the future. And I take that responsibility very heavily. And I would covet your prayers for me because I oftentimes don't think I'm smart enough for that job because, boy, how did I get here? I hold firmly as a boss to no put-downs. It's one of our family's values that my kids, when they'd say, "You're a slime ball," I'd say, "No put-downs," and that was the end of the conversation. We didn't go there anymore. And I think I hold that here as well. And I want to use an example of Wayne at one point in time actually had an administrative assistant. He could certainly use one. But I brought in a cartoon that was a good example of homeschooling. And I put it on the assistant's desk. And I said, "Oh, this is a great cartoon. Enjoy it," or whatever. And I was running by. And she looked at me later on and she said, "Are you applying this to me?" Because I had set the cartoon, you know, on the wrong side up. I wasn't planning it. It's an example of how you're walking through life and things happen. And I think the other side might have been the guy in the office, what's his name, Dilbert, or, and I, and she kind of went, "Is this how you view me?" I'm thinking, no. I'm glad she asked me. But my point here is that is not how I operate, and that is not how I expect any of your managers to operate, and I would appreciate it if none of us operated that way. I think on the whole, this is a marvelous place to work. We get along with one another. We laugh. We talk. And let's just keep in mind that no put-downs is kind of, I don't know if it's not on the core value list, but it probably should be. Another rule as a boss is to make sure that you are cared for as employees. Part of that is to pay you fairly. About 5 years ago, Amanda tried to bring us to a new level where she pulled out the Mountain States Business Council books. And they're probably, I don't know how big they are, they're big. And basically what they do is where they compare in Colorado all the different businesses, what each position makes, and they break it up based on size of companies. And it's one of those where they have a job description and they try to say, okay, if you do this, this is the types of wages that are made. She worked up a whole series of bands where she tried to match what people do into these bands. And I'm here to tell you that every year we go through those books. We compare what is being paid in the Denver metro area. And we don't just compare ourselves to a small company, which is what we are. We are not a large company. We're not IBM. We're not Google. We're not, pick one. But we tend to compare ourselves to the large companies. Come up with a band. This is a low, you know, this would be a low position. This is a midpoint position. This is a high position. A number of years ago, we set it as a goal that each person would be at least at midpoint, and most people would be above that. For some of you, if you move into a new band, that's a little harder for us to get to the midpoint because it's a massive sometimes jump. But our goal is to pay a fair wage, and we check that every year. And that is one of my roles as a boss, to make sure that you are cared for. We look at all the benefits we provide. We look at how profit sharing is going. All of those things are my role as a boss, and I want to assure you that I try to care for you in all these different areas. And as a corollary to that, we want to make sure you have everything you need to do your job well. If you need 2 screens, 4 screens like John, if you need a mat to stand on, you know, when we built Sunlight, I said, I want matting in the warehouse. That isn't done. I'm here to tell you, if you go to Ingram, if you go to Spring Arbor, we visited them, none of them have mats. It is important to me that you have good materials so that you don't go home with aching backs, that you don't go home. So if you have a chair that's not comfortable, speak to Lydia. No. Our goal is that you have what you need. Now, when we built the company, I wanted natural lighting. I didn't want to have a lot of, so those are all things to make your working experience here a little more pleasant. If there's ideas that you have, please bring them to the employee committee. We are always looking for new ways to make sure that we're caring for you in the very best way possible. A very key role for me is to set direction for the company. That is probably the heaviest burden that I have. Which direction should we go? What should we do? What should our next tasks be? And I take that firmly and strongly. And I here to tell you, I cover that with prayer. That comes up almost every morning as I walk. What should we be doing? How should we impact our world? Lord, guide and direct. That is absolutely where I stand. One of my jobs is to inspire. And some of that you see as you come to this meeting. When Lisa reads the Sunlight Moments, that is as a result of me saying to Wayne, I think we need our employees to know some of the impact we have on our customers. That is to inspire us to know that what we do is important. I think when we have some of our Christmas parties, Wayne reads letters from our customers. Oh, thank you for helping me in the things that I do. That is all a goal to inspire us, to remind us that what we're doing is important and strategic and significant. When I talk through the different things that are working in the building, it's an attempt to inspire us to strive to do new things, more videos, more whatever. Let's bring it up and do the next level. So anyway, and when I'm in your small groups, I pray regularly for our customers. I use that as a tool to remind us that we are doing something that impacts our community. And that is a deliberate thing that I do, and I use it as an inspiration. One of the things that I have to do as well is sustain excellence and inspire productivity. I meet regularly with our management team. How are things going? What are you working on? Do you have everything that you need to get your jobs done? I don't do that as effectively as I should, but that is my goal, that my management team can help us move forward, that we're getting everything done in a good and timely and excellent manner. Hopefully, none of these were shocking or surprising. If they were, come talk to me. But hopefully they clarify. And may we shine in all the things that we do as we do a good and mighty work. Thanks so much.